4 years.
Hallelujah, brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother.
And
amen, brother.
Quick. A song about seeing Jesus one day.
That's right. Amen. Yes.
All them's good ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bible says we'll see him as he is.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And that day, I'll see him like John saw him. Amen. Behold,
John the Revelator. Yes, sir.
Lamb of God, which took away my sins. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Behold, Lamb of God,
amen,
gave sight to this blind man. Behold, Lamb of Man, God, that gave legs back to this lame man. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to see him as he is, folks.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen.
Not gonna I'm not preaching on that, but anyway, it's a good thing. Next week we'll be in Canton, Ohio. Been invited to a meeting down there Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And the pastor called me on for last Sunday of October. And I said, yeah, we'll be there. He called me back, and really quick, he said, got a missions conference coming up. Before that, can you be here?
Amen.
I said, let me check my schedule. I'll get back with you. They're calling back. I said, brother, we'll be the Thursday and Friday of that meeting. Good. He said, we want our people to see you because we're going to support you. I haven't preached for you, brother. We're going to support you, brother, quick.
Amen.
I said, all right.
Amen.
So then we get there, and he tells me, he's brother quick, he said, I can't give you no money. I can't even let you preach. I said, okay. And Friday, he comes to me, brother quick, he said, I've changed my mind. He said, I want to take 5 minutes and give your testimony. Just 5 minutes. Hmm. Folks, when pastor tells me it takes 5 minutes, I take exactly that, amen,
yeah,
or a little bit less.
Yeah, me too.
And I said, okay, my wife can sing. Well, she'll sing first, then you do. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, amen.
My wife got up and sang about the blood.
Yeah.
And that place came apart. We had mission. They came apart about that blood, man. He got mad at me. Man, I like that singing. My wife says, got another one. Get back up here. He sang another one. And that day, they took us on support. I hadn't even preached for him. I gave my 5 minutes testimony. And we went back in another conference. This coming week.
Amen.
And I liked a man. He told me how they got started there.
Praise
and
praise the Lord.
I like that.
Amen.
Got a beautiful building. Beautiful building. And so I like that very much. But just be praying for us, okay?
Praise
because we do have a prayer request. We need tires.
Oh, that's right.
Again. And a church a while back put some tires on. It cost over $700. I said, we're not members. We've got a missions account. We'll take care of it. I said, all right. $700. Well, they're 60,000-mile tires, and we put over that. We still had tread, but they're getting wore out. So I went back to another church. I said, folks, another prayer questions. We need tires. The guy afterwards says, call me. It's all right. Here's my number. Call me. I said, all right. I called him. He put tires all the way around.
Amen.
But the wear bars are starting to show. But you need to do a lot of drive. We're on the road a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Church don't come to me. I go to them. Amen. And so
amen.
We're on the road. So we need tires and we need another vehicle.
Yeah.
We got 350,000 miles on that Yukon out there, and it served us well. But it's hard to find parts for 1998.
Yes, sir.
And they had to build front differential for us.
Yep.
That went bad. Only a year old and it went bad.
Yeah.
And so anyways, they had to build it. They put that on. But we need another deal because it's got to be a Suburban or a Yukon, something big, because it carry a lot of stuff with us. And so, a lot of stuff. Yeah, I carry some boards. boards. Yeah, for mattresses that are not good. Yeah. See many there. So, anyways, take your Bibles, if you will. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I come before thee. Thank you, God, for this time, this place, the pastors here. Thank you for that. I pray that you do this work amongst us this day. Holy Spirit, I pray that you use me. Just speak through me today, Holy Spirit. Somebody needs something here today. That's why I pray, Holy Spirit, you dish it out. Let them receive it. And we'll thank you for what you're going to do there. So please, Holy Spirit, you know how we live, all about us. So please, you know, if there's one that's lost, you know all about that. So please, I pray, just deal, convict, and we'll thank you for what you're going to do there. So Holy Spirit, just use me again, and I'll thank you what you're going to do there. Father, we love you. Thank you for done so far. That you're going to do one day. It's in your Son. In your name I pray. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Corinthians, chapter number 15. The Bible says in verse number 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, Amen. Be ye steadfast,
Amen.
Unmovably, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for much as ye know your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 5, I mean. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm going to preach a little while about this morning. Does your talk match your walk? Amen.
Amen.
Hello. You say you're a Christian, okay? But are you a Christian? Hello?
Come on.
You look like a Christian.
Yeah.
You carry your Bible. You know, some people leave their Bibles in the church, in the church pew, or some of you leave it in the car so they have it next time they go to church. That's the wrong way to use the Bible, amen. Listen to me, folks. Does your talk match your walk? Now, Paul's writing here, and he says this, in verse number 16, rejoice evermore. Does your talk match your walk? Are you a happy Christian, folks? Do you really love the Lord so much that you can smile? Amen.
Yep.
We're getting a lot of churches, and they don't know anything about joy in a lot of churches. Amen.
Right.
I mean, they're there, but they're not there. Amen. They're home at the ball game, and they're wherever, but they're not. They're sitting there rejoicing. When I go to church house, I go expecting to rejoice. Amen.
Right.
With just fellowshipping with each other. Amen. And I'll tell you what, folks. fellowship is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, amen.
I was asked in Pennsylvania if I can do a little series on fellowship at a fellowship meeting. I said, I'll try. And I was in Walmart one time. This guy had a help dog. And I said, can I pet your dog? Wait a minute. I said, wait a minute. I got to take collar off. collar off that dog. I said, okay. He took the collar off that dog. He says, dog, he says, fellowship. That dog was all over me, folks.
Amen.
Fellowship. That dog was up there. He wanted to be pet. Everything. The word fellowship is a wonderful thing to have.
Yeah.
I go to church to have fellowship. Amen.
Yeah.
With smiling, happy people. Amen.
Yes,
Paul says, rejoice evermore. You know what he's been through? Jail, shipwreck, stoned, and beaten sometimes. You know what he's been through, but yet he says, still rejoice evermore.
Right.
Don't ever quit joying. God's done so much for us. He has given his son's blood for every one of us here. Why can't we just smile every now and then? Amen.
Amen.
Your preacher up there preaching. Well, you don't know my preacher. I know your preacher. Okay. He may be saying something you don't like, but that's your fault, not his fault.
Amen.
He don't know your mind. God does.
Amen.
Paul says, rejoice evermore.
Yeah,
if anybody had a chance, a reason to quit, Paul did. I mean, all the things that happened, he had reason to quit, but he kept on going, amen. We need more Pauls today, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Hello.
Amen.
More Pauls. He says to rejoice.
Amen, preacher.
Evermore.
Amen.
First Chronicles chapter number 16. First Chronicles number 16. First Chronicles 16. Bible says there, and verse number 10. He says, glory in his holy name.
Yeah.
And tire of them rejoice that seek the Lord.
Yeah.
That's the problem right there. There are not too many people that are seeking the Lord today, amen. That's a, they can't rejoice over this or that. Hey, I've got bills to come due every month, but I still rejoice, amen.
Amen.
Why? God will take care of them things, amen. I have a repair bill, amen. I've got to take care of that. I was on my way home from Canton, Ohio, that preacher that took us out of support. I'm on my way on the toll road, folks. I'm on my way home, second lane. A six-point buck came over.
Oh.
Boom! I nailed that sucker.
Oh, man.
He hit us.
I'll tell you what. That deer did not pay its toll, amen. It cost him, amen. Get the meat? That's a toll road. Who's got time to look for meat, amen? I had to just get out of the way, amen.
Yeah, that's good.
I pulled off the side of the road, checked, and the turn signal wasn't working. Went to the body shop, I went to a repair shop, fixed my turn signal. What happened? Six-point buck. He was a big deer, though.
It was a big deer.
So I asked my repairman, I said, who's got a body shop? He says, well, here's a repair shop over here. He says, they'll take care of you. So I went over to see them, and folks, they found, hello, Michigan parts.
Hallelujah.
Rust free.
Hey, hallelujah. That is a
the second time.
Yeah.
First time was my side. Another 6-point buck.
Yep.
Oh, my. Put
them in the freezer. Listen to me, folks. I gave that deer to the guy. Mobile home. I went, knocked on the door. You deer, I saw three does. You want a buck? Is that what it heard? Your front yard, you better grab it. I got no room for it. Take it.
Yep.
2 6-point bucks.
Amen.
You know what they call a deer killer in front of me? They call it a brush guard.
Yeah.
I don't kill brush.
No.
I kill deer with it. Yeah. It's a deer killer, amen.
Deer killer.
Man alive. Brush guard. Anyway, Paul says, rejoice evermore. What is wrong with us today?
Thank you, preacher.
What's wrong with us today?
Thank you, Lord.
The drugs I was on.
Praise the Lord.
I was on some heavy drugs. Took my teeth.
Yeah.
I've got teeth, yeah, but they're not. Well, they're bought and paid for. They're mine. Amen. But I got, you know, top and bottom. Amen. Listen to me, folks. It took my teeth.
Yeah.
And when I didn't have any teeth, I ate. My wife cut my meat up, little tiny little beans, like that, and just gum. She took care of me. Amen. Thank God for a wife that takes care of me, my soul. I'll tell you what. Paul says to rejoice evermore.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 68.
Oh, amen. That's a good
Psalm 68.
Yeah, amen.
Psalm 68. Come on now.
That's a good one.
I'm under orders from my wife to preach, okay? And I'm going to try and preach. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verse number 3, let them rejoice. Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. He let them exceedingly rejoice. David says, hey, it's one thing to be happy, but David says, exceedingly.
Yes, sir.
Go beyond just being happy. Get happy, happy. Amen, he says. Hello?
Yeah.
Happy bonus.
Exceedingly.
Yeah, amen.
Put something to it, amen.
Right.
I'll tell you what, folks. Psalms chapter 5.
Oh, that, yeah.
I'll tell you what, folks. I've got so much to thank the Lord for, amen.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 5,
so much
verse number 11. The Bible says, but let all those that put their trust in thee, what? Rejoice. Let them shout for joy. You're getting Pentecostal really quick. That's the Bible, folks, not me.
Right.
Shout for joy. Why? Because thou defendest them.
Yep.
And love thy name, be joyful in thee. He is our defender, folks. God, Father, he's up there, and the devil goes before him all the time saying, God, what about those people down there at Walker Bible Baptist? That guy wears that blue shirt. It should be a white shirt on Sunday instead of blue. But look at how he's living. But God says, devil, he's under the blood.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You gotta leave him alone.
Yep.
He defends us.
Amen.
Amen.
Next chapter in Psalms 7, I think it's verse number 10. God is my defense.
7:10.
He's right there.
Yes, sir.
Defending us.
Yes,
why?
Sir.
He's paid such a high price for us.
Yes.
And my defenders never lost a case.
Amen.
Never lost. Not even come close to losing. We can come close, but God never comes close. He's always right on.
Yes, sir.
Always, always.
Always. Man. But why is it that we cannot rejoice before Him?
Yeah.
Always, Paul said. Oh, it doesn't matter what you're going through.
Right. That's right.
Always.
Amen.
Everything good.
Amen.
We break down alongside the road. I don't start crying out to God. Oh, God, what's going on now? What's going on? No, we just pray. God takes care of it. Hello? I used to be concerned about thinking one on the road. We take off now. We pray. I have no fear about breaking down. I have a great defender.
Yes, sir.
And a great mechanic.
That's right.
In heaven. It's there all the time. One time, I blew a transmission, but my tachometer went to 5,000 twice. I promise. Back in time, all covered transmission fluid. Call a wrecker. That wrecker hauled us to a Christian. I didn't tell him I was a preacher. He hauled us to a Christian mechanic.
Yeah.
Listen to me, folks. That Christian mechanic, I don't know if he's Baptist or not, just he was born again.
Right.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to do? Jesus didn't say to the blind man, do you go to church, blind man? If you go to church, I'll help you.
Amen.
The lame man, hey, if you go to church, I'll get your legs back. God didn't do it. Jesus said, hey, I'm here.
Yep.
Believe me, you're healed.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Rejoice evermore. No matter what comes our way, we are to rejoice evermore.
Amen. Forever, never,
secondly,
never, never.
Secondly,
forever.
He says there, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, pray without ceasing.
Yeah, don't you stop.
Paul says, don't ever quit praying, folks. Just keep on going.
Right.
We've got so much to pray about, folks.
Yes, sir.
And too much for you. My wife, there people can tell us in churches, brother Quick, sister Quick, can you pray for this? Can you pray for these people? Can you pray that? Can you pray for this? We've got a list of prayer list, a mile and a half long. We pray all the time, all day long. We're praying, praying, praying.
Yeah.
Paul says, don't ever quit.
Right.
Always.
Ever quit.
Right. Always do.
Now, I'll tell you what.
Active.
Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter number 18. Luke 18. Bible says, verse number 1. He's speaking here. He says this. Speak a parable. Let's send them in the audience to pay and not to faint. And I believe our prayer life has become faint. Faint. What's that mean? Become weak. Amen.
Yeah.
We don't pray like we used to pray. Hello?
Right.
We don't pray like we used to pray. Saying, there's a city, a judge which feared not God. In the garden of man. The widow in that city. She came to him and saying, avenge me of my adversary. Now, we don't know what happened to that widow woman. I know this. That widow woman took her life into her own hands. Came for the judge. The judge could have had her hauled off and never ever see her face ever again. Amen. Because he was the judge. Amen.
Right. Right.
But she kept coming. Coming. Day after day. Judge, I've got a problem. I got wrong. You can help me with my wrong. Avenge me. I'm an adversary.
Yeah. Amen.
Bible says he would not for a while. Bible says, though I fear not God nor man, yet because this widow woman is troubling me, I will help her.
Yep.
When is the last time we've troubled God?
Yeah. Amen.
Come on.
That's
troubled
true.
God.
Just keep
about some things.
Keep telling
yeah.
you all about it.
Yeah.
Don't
all
ever quit. He wants to be bothered.
Yes, sir.
I'm sure some, a lot of times he's listening from heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Are they praying or are they complaining?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My wife developed a lump. I was in a wheelchair back then. Took her to a family doctor. He said, I don't like to look. Get to a specialist. Took her to a specialist. The doctor laid him down. He took a sample from her. He says, this does not look good. It's all right, let me know. A few days later, I got a phone call from the doctor's office. Mr. Quick, we found out what's the matter with your wife. What's the matter? She's got two kinds of killer cancers in her. She's a four-hour surgery right away at the hospital. I said, dear God, my wife, I've been all these years. Don't take my, I need her. I'm in a wheelchair. Please, dear God, don't take my wife. God interrupted me and says, hey.
Yeah, amen. Go ahead.
You're not praying, you're complaining. We'll do the same thing, folks.
Amen.
When something happens to us, we'll start complaining to God about this, about that, instead of praying to God.
Yeah.
I took the hospital. I kissed her goodbye in the waiting room. I washed my watch. 4 hours went by, no doctor, no nurse. In a wheelchair, you don't pace, okay? Start rolling around.
Yeah.
Four and a half hours. I said, dear God, we prayed. What's going on here? What's going on here? 5 hours later, here comes the doctor. And doctor, what about the cancer? Mr. Quick, just a minute. I said, what about my wife? He said, I spent an extra hour in your wife looking for the cancers I found there. They're point blank. They were there. I couldn't find them.
Yeah.
I said, you are a good doctor.
That's a good doctor.
I know something a little bit better.
Amen. Dr. Jesus. That's right.
Don't complain. Pray.
Amen.
We need to get back to praying, folks. We start bothering God about these empty pews. God will fill them up.
That's right. Amen.
But we've got to do our part.
Amen, preacher.
Our part. He wants us to serve him because we love him because he loved us.
That's right. Yes, amen.
Hello.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, folks.
Amen.
Pray. Like never before. Pray. Like never before.
Amen.
We started Blessed Hope Baptist Church, Sheboygan, Michigan, all Catholic town.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old Catholic town.
And lots of the buildings we could have got into. When I said Baptist, they said, no, it will not work for you. 11 years before we got there, you couldn't even work in that town unless you were Catholic.
Yeah.
So we began to pray. Dear God, you're living over our house. A couple of Wednesdays, they said, Pastor, we got to have our own. I know that. What are we going to do? We need to do some praying about something. What about money? Well, let's figure out. Let's talk about that money. How much do we want to pray for? Well, they said, let's pray for $10,000. A little handful of people. I prayed for $10,000. We prayed. Got called in the office one day. Really quick, you know who I am? My wife had a bad accident. I know who you are. Well, you're doing better now. We got a settlement. Well, I'll give you some money. I thought, man, this new church can sure use the $100 right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello? Where was my faith at?
Yeah.
Hello? I said, okay, what are you going to send? I said, we're going to send you $15,000. I said, what did you say? $15,000.
Praise the Lord.
I said, thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Amen.
Now, $15,000, back in 89, I could have bought me a good bass boat.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Guaranteed to catch fish, even.
Yeah.
Could have bought that.
$15,000 for sure.
Man. The pastor bought himself a boat. He named his boat Visitation.
Yeah,
where's pastor? On visitation.
Uh-oh.
Say, I didn't want to be that way. I said, brother, send the check, but send me a letter to tell me how to spend that money. I want to do it right.
Yes, sir.
Got the check.
Yeah.
The first thing on the money, the letter was, brother, put $10,000 in your building fund. There it was.
Amen. There it is.
We prayed.
Yeah.
Asked God for that money.
Yeah.
There it was.
Came
a building available 3 blocks off Main Street, an old church building.
Yep.
The Mormons had it.
Yeah.
Went and looked at it. The Mormon guy says, Mr. Goodman, a cult's coming in this place. I said, we're independent Baptists. It's okay. An occult's coming in this place. We've been saving this building. It's okay. How much you want down for it? $10,000. Make the payments.
Amen. It's right there.
Amen.
Folks, we prayed.
Yes, sir.
Ask God. You know how much money we're putting in a Yukon out there? And God's putting that Yukon out there?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
We prayed.
Yes, sir.
prayed. I tell you what, folks, we need to get back to praying. Now, I don't like going to these churches where the pastor prays for the people. I don't like that. Prayer meeting is supposed to be a prayer meeting.
That's right.
You gather together, you have a lesson from the Bible, you gather together as people and pray together to God, asking for this, that, whatever.
Right.
Pray!
Right.
Don't have one man pray for the whole people. That's wrong.
Everybody prays. Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Get down on your knees if you can do it and pray to God. He's waiting.
Yeah.
He's listening. Father God, I've got some lost loved ones in my family. I'm bothering God all the time. God, save them. Use me. Use whoever. Save their souls. Please, dear God, please save their souls. It's me, folks. You pray. You pray. Like never before. Man, I tell you, this last election, that woman was running. They all said it was a close race. I thought, how can we close? She has no plan for the future of America. She just says she's going to think about some things. That's what she's going to do. Think about some things. But Trump comes and says, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And when he got elected, he's doing that. Successful, amen. That's the guy I want to vote for, amen. Not somebody over there. Who knows what she's going to do.
Amen. Real leadership.
Pray.
Yeah, amen.
Pray.
Right.
Pray.
Amen.
Pray.
That's right.
Matthew 21. The Bible says there, Jesus speaking here, says this. 21, and Jesus said to them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, and do what is done to the fig tree, you also say this mountain be thou removed, because seeing it shall be done. In all things, as you ask in prayer, believing, you might what? You could get, possibly get? My Bible says, ye shall receive. Shall. But there's a word that gets in the way. In verse number 21, if you have faith and doubt not, we doubt God too much. Whether they can do that or not. Right, some of you sitting here, I doubt if God can fill this place up. There's that doubt.
Yeah, there's probably something.
So,
yeah.
I doubt if we can see that happen. I doubt. Wrong way to go about it.
Right.
He said, what's done in the fig tree? You'll see that mountain be removed, cast and see. That mountain could be a problem in your life, folks.
Yes, sir.
A problem in your life. Mm-hmm. I've had some mountains. That wheelchair was a mountain to me.
Yeah.
I like to hunt and fish. It was a mountain. We prayed.
Yep.
A church donated that wheelchair to us, amen.
Amen.
But guess what? I gave it back to somebody else, amen. Hello. Why? Prayed.
Don't need it no more.
What's wrong with us? We serve God Almighty that has done everything for us, given everything for us. Why can't we just pray to Him on an everyday, not on Wednesday night, on an everyday, every morning basis, pray, meet with God?
Amen.
Why? 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 We're in trouble, folks. We're in trouble. So rejoice, pray. Thirdly, he says this. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 16 says, rejoice. Remember, verse 17 says, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. We've become a thankless people. When's the last time you thank God for Christ's blood?
Yeah, exactly.
The one gift he gave to the entire world.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time we thanked him for it?
Amen.
The Bible says give thanks for all things.
Yes,
all things. Everything. Why can't we just say, dear God, I thank you. I thank God for my wife all the time. My wife's been such a wonder. I brag about her cooking. She's a fantastic cook, but she's fantastic everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
Housekeeper, everything, taking care of me. Amen. She's had a big full-time job taking care of me. All the back trouble I had. Oh, my grandkids, they call ambulance. That's Grandpa's ride.
Yeah.
I was always going to the hospital in an ambulance. My wife fought with doctors, argued with them. Doctors thought I was just seeking drugs. And she, no. But my wife would go back for me like I'll go back for her anytime, amen.
Amen.
Before we got together,
amen.
I found out she's having trouble at her school. Four guys picking on her.
Uh-oh.
That's my girl. So I left my school, and jumped my 64 Ford. I took off to Grant, about 35 miles. I pulled in the school parking lot, walking to school. I got to that door where they were at, opened the door up, and psh, four guys left just like that. I was ready to do business, folks.
Amen.
Picking on my girl.
That's right.
Don't pick on my girl. Listen to me, folks. What's wrong with us today? What's wrong with us today? We can't thank God. Can't
praise
thank God.
Praise
even the smallest things.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
Thank Him.
Praise the Lord Jesus.
We have become a thankless people. God and Jesus up there saying, you're saying, Father, what's wrong with them people? Look what we've done for them. They don't even thank you for anything about that.
That's right.
I raised our children up. My two boys are raised not to be men, amen. They became men. They became self-employed men, amen.
Amen.
My oldest boy took over the carpet business.
Amen.
And he did wonder with that because he expanded out. The LVP, vinyl planks, he's putting it down. He's also putting down hardwood floors now.
Amen.
He expanded that business. When we were working together, I laid carpet and vinyl and some tile, stuff like that. That's what we worked every day. Same job. I taught him well. Amen.
Amen.
He's self-employed. My youngest son.
Praise the Lord.
He became a master carpenter.
Praise the Lord.
He fixes houses.
Yep.
My wife's grandpa was the same way.
Yep.
Master carpenter. Self-employed.
Yep.
I told him, guys, you need to find something a little bit better. Something you retire with. Dad will make out fine. You know? My oldest boy was going to school to become a welder. I got some stuff he welded. Fantastic welder. He was on his way to making some big money.
Amen.
But his day-law showed up and threw a big fuss about, I want my baby back to Detroit. I need to be back to Kentucky.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Forced him back there. I'll tell you what, folks. What's wrong with us today? What's wrong with the church today? We can't give thanks. Cannot give thanks. Ephesians chapter 5.
Yeah.
Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5. Verse number 20 says this. Give thanks. Let's back up a little bit. Verse number 18. Be not drunk with wine with excess, but be filled with the Spirit.
Yep.
Feed yourselves psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You make a melody in your heart to the Lord. Here it is. Verse number 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God the Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Yeah.
You get back to thanking God for what He has done for us. Thanking him. Psalm 105.
Yeah,
back to thank God. about the little things even. God wants to know about those little things. Amen?
Yes, sir.
If we appreciate them or not. Amen? Psalm 105. Look at verse number 1. You'll give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. We're supposed to be doing that.
Yes,
sing hymns, psalms, talk of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. How do them rejoice that seek the Lord? I'll tell you what, that's we're supposed to be doing number one, number two. We're supposed to be doing that on an everyday basis, folks. Every day. We're supposed to tell that world out there exactly why we go to church, why we dress the way we dress, why we carry a Bible, why? The Bible says in Peter, we're supposed to be ready at the very moment somebody asks you why. Why do you go to church? You say, well, we have a pastor. Not very good looking, but we have a pastor. He's a good man. We have people there. They're good people.
Amen.
We have lunch after services. Please come, take part in the services, and have lunch with us.
Exactly.
Come on. We're supposed to be telling people that about this work right here in Lansing, Michigan. And God said, you do that. He says, I will build that work.
Yep.
We start Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Our first couple of services in that new building. We prayed demons out of that place, first of all.
Amen.
And we had church. And I said, folks, I know how to knock on doors. I can build this work up. I know that. I can go out and knock on doors. I can talk to people. It's up to me. It's up to you. You get 50 people in this congregation. This is what I'll do. I'll run outside, around this building. I'll shout glory to God in front of those Catholic people. I'll shout glory to God in the highest I can do in front of those Catholic people out there. But you get 50 people here. I'll do that. They got 55 people.
Amen.
Guess when, brother?
Amen.
January. They must know. I kept my word.
Yeah, amen. Went shouting around the church.
I did.
All that snow.
Cold. Oh, man, I'm a boot guy. I got no treads on my boot. I slipped. I came brushing my boot. I said, hey, yes, you did it.
Amen.
Let's do it again.
Amen.
Blessed Hope Baptist Church, it was our time to have a fellowship meeting at our church. Had some preachers come in and preach. And folks, they left my driveway shouting glory to God, hanging out the windows, shouting glory to God. Why? I didn't have a fellowship. I had a jubilee.
Amen.
A jubilee. And people knew about it. Listen to me, folks. Why can't we thank God? Just for the little things. I'm bothered by a little thing. He wants me bothered with little things, folks.
Yeah, he does.
He's a big God that deals with little things, folks.
Yeah, little people.
Mm. I'll tell you what, folks. I'm going to have to quit here pretty soon. Giving thanks. Giving thanks. 1 Corinthians 15. Verse number 55 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Here's the verse I want. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Victory.
When was the last time thank God for victory? Hello, victory. Last time, you don't have to be Pentecostal to fall on you and say, dear God, I want to thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's right. It's true.
I was asked to come and help. I may have said this once before I say it again. We're in Upper Peninsula, Michigan. Got a phone call from the pastor. He said, Brother Quick, can you help us start Westside Baptist Church about an hour and a half to the east of you here in Manistee, Michigan? And let me pray about that. Everybody said, yes, we'll come. Had a promise of working in a carpet business in that town. And went to work. The guy had he'd go corner to corner straightening his carpet. I didn't say a word to him. That's the wrong way of doing it. They fired me after the first day. Went home and said, well, job's gone. So I'm back in my prayer closet and said, dear God, we're here, we're following you, but we need some money. Knock on my front door. Yes, sir. You lay carpet, don't you? Yes, sir, I do. Well, we bought a house a few houses down from you, and same side of the road, been by some time. Come down and give us an estimate.
Yeah.
That day, folks, we sent our kids to school, Christian school, all we had left in the house, homemade biscuits and water.
Yeah.
No jelly, no peanut, everything's gone. Gone. With three children to eat. Went down, measured it. I said, when you want as soon as possible, I'll go get my children. Oh, wait a minute. Did I forget a room? No. Well, I'll pay you first.
Amen. I like that job.
They paid me cash money, folks.
Yeah. Amen.
I walked out of the house. I mean, I could have floated home. Why? Because God had just come through again.
Yes,
I had just told him a few hours ago in my prayer closet, I need some money. There it is.
Yes, sir.
Again and again and
exactly.
I walked in the house. I said, take this money. Where'd you get the money? They pay. They don't do that in the business. Then this time, we want some goodies for the kids.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
My wife's in charge of money in our house. I call her my $50 baby, man.
Yeah.
Not $20 anymore. It's $50 anymore.
Yeah.
So she's got my $50 baby. This is me, folks. This is me, folks. What is wrong with thanking God for the health you have?
Yeah. Right.
Praise.
I'm walking today.
Praise Him.
I'm alive today.
Yeah.
My wife is alive today. I thank my God for the health He's given to us.
Yeah.
I thank God for the house that we have.
Right.
I thank God for the garage we have. It's bought and paid for. Amen.
Yeah.
I thank God for the shed out back of my tractor. My tractor's paid for. I thank God for my tractor. I thank God for my tools in the garage. I thank God, thank God, thank God all the time.
Yes, sir.
Why is it we cannot thank God? Why? First, I thank Him for my salvation. You saved me, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Now, thank you for doing that. I didn't know I was going to be traveling across the country like I've been doing. But thank you. Thank you. One last point, and I'll be done. Rejoice, number one. Pray, number two. Give thanks, number three. Number four. Quench not the Spirit. We've had revivals.
Don't quench. Amen.
Revival up here from Minnesota. We had a fantastic revival meeting.
Yeah.
By the Army base up there, Cass Sawyer. And I like preaching Army men because they obey orders. Amen.
Yeah, they do. Right.
And so, I mean, this church, every time they gave an altar call, it was full.
Yeah.
Halfway down. They had three aisles going to the altar. Yeah. Last night of the meeting, I mean, I preached about an hour. I mean, there's people at the altar before I got done preaching even.
Yes.
And halfway down the pews, on all sides, people just getting right with God.
Yeah.
Thanking Him for us being, thanking for God being there and for the things that's been done.
Yeah. Yep.
Got a tour of the Air Force Base. Got to get on some of the airplanes. And the one guy said, can I take some pictures? Yeah, he said, I had to destroy your camera and kill you. This kind of place was that. Last night of the meeting, it was a blowout. Pastor asked for testimonies. Good testimonies. Except for the pastor's wife. got up and quenched the spirit. That man will not have me back ever. After all that had been done for God, quenched. Quenched. You better be careful. Your pastor studies. You don't have a computer. He sits in front of his computer and gets 3-point message on a computer. There's some preacher I don't like that. He studies to show himself approved. A workman that need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing that book up there.
Right.
Listen to me, folks. You better be careful when you start talking bad about that man.
Because
that man is God's under-shepherd here. God, when I take lightly, you're speaking bad about that man. Quench not the spirit. I had two churches I can be at. I was all studied, ready to go. First church, great service. I'm away to the next service by an hour drive or so. God said, you're not preaching that message. I said, but Lord, I'm all set. You're not preaching that message. Well, what am I going to preach then, Lord? Till I got that church. And I said, Lord, you haven't said a word. What do you want me to preach? He gave me a 7-point message. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Just like that. No time to study.
Those are the good ones, too.
Oh.
That was a good message.
Quench not the spirit.
Yeah,
oh. I'm telling you what, folks. Your preacher's right. Let him have his will with you.
Let him have his will in this way. Amen.
Revival that we had in Pennsylvania. Pastor called me. He said, Brother Quick, why don't you come for a revival? He said, we want revival. I said, what's the date? He said, the first Sunday in November through Friday. Okay? Not Wednesday, Friday. I came there, older man, his name is Pastor Ice. Went to preaching. Got in the pulpit Friday night. Put my Bible in the pulpit up there. Who's got a testimony? God's done some things for you. Come on, hence you never saved. What is God doing for you? Assistant pastor stands up. He says, Brother Quick, he said, something happened. I told him, I'm very bringing the message. I said, folks, I don't carry a revival with me. Revival comes with just one person.
Yes, sir.
That's how it starts. Sister Bessie says, Brother Quick, something happened this morning. I said, okay. He said, God, some people I've been wanting to go and see. I've been putting it off, but this morning God said, go now.
Yep.
So I went. And he said, you know what? It was a good conversation. I led their son to Christ. I said, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He sits down. Another guy gets up, big old guy. Real quick, something happened this morning. Yes, sir. He said, I get angry. My neighbor next door, he says, I got angry at him the other day. I tore him up one side. Boy, I could shoot him up and spit him out four different ways, but he says, I got angry with him. But something happened this morning. God told me to go to that neighbor and talk to him. Make it right. Something else stood. Real quick. Something happened. This happened. I said, see, folks, it's happening. That's the kind of revival I like to see.
Yeah.
Well, I want to see people saved. But a revival meeting is not for seeing people. I like to see them get saved. A revival meeting is to revive God's people back up, put them back to work, and get them going again.
Yeah.
That is revival.
Yeah.
That's revival.
Praise and pray and believe it again. That's right.
All my messages, I've not copied anybody's message.
Amen.
All my messages are absolutely genuine, complete. No computer involved. You don't have a computer. Don't want one. Because I want to rely upon the Holy Spirit of God to tell me what to say in the pulpit.
Yeah.
I've had preachers say, Brother Quick, you come? And yeah, we can come. We got this problem. I said, just a minute. Oh, I got some several problems. I'm talking. Just a minute, brother. What? I want liberty. Yeah. Don't tell me about your problems. When I get there, God will tell me how to preach. What to say. Don't quench the Spirit of God. Rejoice. Pray. Give thanks. And quench not the Spirit of God. You stand with me, please. Heads bowed, eyes closed. I'm just going to come and sing a song. I wonder. There might be somebody here. I touched on something in your life today. Brother Quick, you pray for me. I'm not quite sure if I'm saved or not. I just don't know. I'm young. I just don't know. But I'd like to find out. You please pray for me. Here's my hand, Brother Quick. I'm not quite sure about salvation. Please pray for me. Here's my hand. Brother Quick, pray for me. God spoke to my heart about something, about praying. I'm not praying like I need to be praying here. Pray for me, Brother Quick. Yep, I see the hands. Just be honest with God. Yes. Giving thanks. How about that? God knows our hearts, folks.
Yep. Can't hide anything.
You can't hide nothing from Him. This altar is a place you can come and take care of the problem there. Leave it there. Nobody has to talk to you about why you came, who came, when they came, anything about that. This is your business between you and God Almighty. As my wife sings, please. Come.
Lying awake at night, thinking of things beyond my control, ready to give up the fight, weary and tired of carrying the load.